Chapter 5. The MLB Dream. Let me emphasize that while the journey may be challenging, it is far from over. Between 1986 and 2000, I proudly guided 10 players from my team to be drafted by MLB teams. Each of these players faced their unique obstacles. I just can't tell it all. Purchase your copy of the book at your diary247.us. That's your diary247.us.
Next, we're visiting with Jim Thome, Chicago White Sox. Jim, I sure reach a young audience, and there are a lot of, you know, I coach college ball,
okay. And
I scouted for 5 major league teams. And every kid I ran across, it was his ambition to play big league ball.
Yeah.
When you were a kid, we're going to take you back a little bit for those youngsters out there.
Was it your dream to play major league ball? Did you know that you were going to play major league ball?
For sure was a dream, you know, coming out of Peoria. I grew up downstate here, growing up in a pretty good town, you know, full of sports, basketball, baseball, and football. Mm-hmm. Absolutely. I mean, you know, baseball was in my family. I was fortunate to be in a great baseball family. Father kind of taught me how to play as I got older, and, you know, it worked out pretty good.
Mm-hmm. And my experience in baseball over 30 years is the life of the average Major League Baseball player is 2 to 3 years. How have you maintained your longevity in the game?
Well, I think when you have longevity, you're very blessed, you know. You know, to pinpoint, you know, how it happens or why it happens. I mean, you know, I remember coming in, the only thing I wanted to do was play 10 years, you know, at least have that as a goal. And when I reached that, you know, understanding, you know, I think how, as you're older, how to take care of yourself, you know, and just being, I think, more blessed than anything. You know, I watched Eddie Murray play a long time in his career. Same with Dave Winfield. You know, they came over to Cleveland there, and in watching the Hershiser, same thing. You know, and watching those guys play a long time, it was definitely an ambition and a goal to accomplish that.
And I know for most major league players, always uncertainty in the back of their mind.
Yeah.
At what point in time did you reach that comfort zone in the major leagues where you knew you were in and you were in?
Well, I don't think you ever, you know, I think as you progress, you know, it's certainly you don't think about it too much, but I always say the cliche, you never figured it out. You know, the game will humble you in a minute. And if you ever think that you've got it figured out or you've got things accomplished that you don't, you know, then it'll backfire on you. So I try not to go there and think about it too much. I just try to prepare like I always have and know there's going to be some ups and downs along the way, but also, you know, just ride it out.
And with your longevity in the game, you're most likely to be a first ballot Hall of Famer. Have you given that any thought as far as your legacy is concerned?
Well, it's something that I think is very humbling, you know, when talked about. You know, again, you know, I was a kid who grew up in Peoria career, and you see some of the accomplishments and some of the names, you know, it's very humbling. So I think that's something that will be answered later on, you know, in time. And it is certainly, I think, drives every player if you're ever blessed with that opportunity. But, you know, it's certainly the main thing right now is the opportunity to win a championship and accomplish that.
And, you know, we got about 1.5 million youngsters just watching this show. And I always tell young people when I was scouting and coaching that it's all about an opportunity. Where and how did you get your opportunity?
This is the thing. It doesn't matter where you grow up, where you're from, the college you go to. You know, ultimately, if you're a good player, you know, you'll get the opportunity. Somebody out there will see you. You know, you got to be lucky that somebody sees you at the right time. But it ultimately, I think,
I got to ask you this question. Now, everybody remembers the scout that drafted him. Who was the scout that drafted you?
Tom Kustin.
I've been doing Kustin over 15 years.
Yeah.
He's a piece of work. Now,
he's a piece of work. When he drafted me, I never met him. I never met him. He actually, we were playing, it was Lincoln Land at the time. And he told me between a doubleheader, he said, hey, turn around. So I turned around by the fence, and he goes, hey, I know there's a lot of scouts here. And they weren't even looking at me. You know, it was something they weren't even looking at me. But he said, hey, turn around. I said, okay. And he goes, hey, if we draft you, will you sign? And, you know, at the present time, I'm like, you know, sure, you know, whatever, you know, we'll work that out, you know, and all that good stuff. And ended up being he, and that was probably the maybe one other time I saw him, but he definitely is a piece of work. he's a special guy. I owe a lot to him because he obviously saw me and recognized me and gave me that chance and put my name, you know, within the Cleveland organization.
Well, you know, when I was scouting, I came up on that Coustone and Bill Brick era, so I could only imagine what he put you through.
Oh, he's something else. He's something else. Again, he's very special to our family, you know, and we won't call him too crazy, but I think he's got a little
crazy. I will. And I know you got to get ready. I got one last question. Sure. I always end my interview by asking my guests, major leaguers, when you first walked in that major league locker room, when you made it to the big leagues, what was that experience like?
In all, you know, I it's probably in a young guy's career, the single greatest day of your career, you know, playing a long time and being very blessed to play a long time and see young guys come up and, you know, having that opportunity as well. Every kid that plays in little league through high school should dream about that chance to be and to dress in a major league locker room and put on the spikes and go out and perform, because it, you know, it's something that, you know, as you get going, you know, not that you take it for granted, but I think, you know, as you get a little older in your career, you appreciate it a little more, you know, because things, you understand that, hey, maybe your career is winding down a little bit and it's not going to last forever. So I've tried to put all that in perspective.
And you find yourself mentoring these younger ball players when they come?
Well, yeah, you know, and I think there's a right way to do it. I've never been a big rah-rah, you know, get in your face. You know, I think the best mentoring and tutoring should be, you know, one-on-one, you know, whether it's in the clubhouse, on the plane, maybe at dinner, you know, and just talk, you know, and let them talk, let them, you know, say what they have to say. And then, you know, as a veteran guy, you give some knowledgeable advice as well.
Well, the coach Mike Maiden visiting with the Hall of Famer Jim Tomey.
Thank you.
Thanks a lot.
Thank you.
Appreciate it.
Always.
Chapter 5, The Keys of Scouting. In scouting, success hinges on 2 points, evaluating and projecting. Evaluating talent. This process revolves around understanding the 5 fundamental tools that define a position player. Each player is assessed based on their current talent level, age, and physical development. Scouts must project a player's abilities, envisioning how their skills will develop, ultimately influencing whether a player emerges as a potential draft pick. Get the book to read the whole story at yourdiary247.us. That's yourdiary247.us.